Hey, beloved, welcome back to another episode of Christian Singles Today. You're back here with your Christian relationship coach, Reverend Simone Lee. This is the podcast where we get together and just talk about the real life struggles, ups and downs, the joys and highlights of what it means to be a Christian single today, especially some of the more taboo, less talked about topics of what it means to be Christian and single nowadays. So today marks the 24th episode of this podcast. In the beginning, the vision was to offer up the space where we can just be honest about some things that seems like there's no space to talk about in the church. I had started with some testimonies about the goods and the bads of being Christian and single and older, especially as an older Christian in the church, and the struggles of it all. And then as the topic continued and progressed, I was like, let's get to the real dirt, real stuff. And then we started talking about sexuality. And although it's such a huge part of our humanity and our relationship with God, ourselves, and one another, but basically how it's, for some reason, it's not so much talked about in the church community. And therefore, so much our understanding of sexuality then gets hijacked from the secular world. And then therefore, our mindset, our understanding of it is more influenced by secular than biblical. So if you haven't had a chance, I encourage you to go back and listen on some of the episodes where we got a chance to discover some of those things and take on that invitation by the Holy Spirit to get into some of those deeper conversations with Him so that God Himself may show you through scripture who He created to be as a whole person, not some mythical creature per se that is omitted of sexuality. And that's kind of almost the image I get a sense a lot of times that the church is trying to imply about, you know, if you're a good Christian, then that is something that is somehow not a part of our life, and that is just so wrong. And then continuing into that conversation, all the more I have to talk about the fact that sexual addiction is also a reality regardless of whether you're Christian or regardless you're single or not. So we went through a few episodes of talking and exploring about that. And then we started talking a little bit more about addictions just in general and how addiction sometimes is the soul's own way of trying to cope with the stressors of life, disappointments, the traumas, the heartbreaks. But then when we don't know how to have a healthy way of processing all of these emotions, then what eventually happens is that sometimes we may get stuck onto addictive behaviors. And at the root of all this, just like sexual addiction or any addiction, is because we don't have a healthy image of who we are, especially a healthy image of who we are in Christ. And in that distorted self-understanding, then we start treating ourselves not as we were intended to treat ourselves. And we start treating ourselves as a means to an end, almost a tool for immediate gratification. For, you know, you only live once, let's just be happy and all that stuff. And how all of those things contribute somehow to us misunderstanding how to honor and love ourselves as we were created to be. And then when we don't understand that, we can't understand our relationship with God and relationship with other people and how that just ripple effects to all arenas of our life. So I'm having this recap here of our journey this far in these last 24 weeks to just remind, in order to have a healthy understanding of who we are and how to live a fullness of life as a single person, especially as a Christian single person, it's allowing God to take the steering wheel, yielding control to God, allowing Him to live in me. Just like Galatians 2:20 says, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And a lot of times I understand verses like that causes a lot of dissonance, or there's something in us that really wants to reject and rebel against that because we don't understand. What it means is that it's no longer who I live. It doesn't mean, oh, I don't get to be who I am. Because we kind of think of that kind of like from manipulative parent kind of way, right? Like where helicopter parents don't allow their kids to actually choose their life, and it's all about the parents are trying to control them and live their life vicariously through them. And that's not what this verse is talking about. And that is not the nature of our Father either. Because if He wanted robots, He could have created robots, but instead He gave humanity free will. But when this verse talks about it's no longer I who live, it's talking about it's no longer the old Adam, the part of me that's been distorted by the lies and the counterfeits of this world that is alive. but that through Christ, through the cross, it is He who lives in me. He as in who I was created to be in His image, because Genesis talks about that. Humanity was made in the image of God, an image of Christ, so that we can find ourselves who we're created to be, and that was Christ in you and Christ in me. And when we can understand, or we allow ourselves to go through this journey, essentially, a lot of letting Him take us deeper and deeper in that transformation, not just letting Him take the steering wheel, I would actually argue, but to let Him change you from inside out, as in reminding you, this is who you created me. This is the image of God that I have planted inside of you. That we allow the Holy Spirit to breathe life into the image of Christ inside of you. Then when we're in the face of stress, disappointment, trauma, or any other intense emotions that leads us to what previously would have been emotional regulation through addiction, that we would try to cope through those ways, then we're now empowered through the Holy Spirit to seek other ways. And this is also another point that I wanted to talk about, is that there's a lot of misconception in the church. I've worked with a lot of people that has this misconception, and it leads them to greater disappointment, they feeling greater defeat in their journey of God as they try to allow God to be the one that transforms them, but it doesn't happen overnight. It's not like a snap of the finger. And I always have to be reminding that let's be compassionate and graceful to ourselves, that you're not the person you are today from overnight. A compounded amount of events has happened to establish the mindset, the behaviors, the habits that you have right now in your life. So likewise, as Christ renews your mind, renews your soul, heals your soul, and we allow the Holy Spirit to guide and lead us, it will take time for new neural pathways, new habits, new coping mechanisms to form and to develop and to practice. And a lot of times that's what I do with the clients that comes into sessions with me, is that we support them to see the progress that they have made so that they don't feel alone in this journey. So you might be thinking right now, Simone, why are we talking about this in the Christian Single podcast? Like, this sounds more like therapy or maybe Christian counseling or whatever, right? But I'm not saying it's harder for single people, but that as a single person, sometimes some of these life developments has its own stressors, has its unique type of stressors. In that, as a single person, sometimes you may feel like there's this shame and condemnation. Well, it's precisely because I struggle with these things. This is why I'm single. This is why I'm not worthy to be loved. This is why God is still kind of punishing me and I'm not ready to be in a relationship. And we have this misconception that somehow I need to be this perfect person before I'm worthy and I'm capable of being loved or loving other people and can be in a relationship. And I just want to say, like, I think that's the farthest thing from the truth. The reality is that God created us to be in communities, to need one another. I don't think Adam was perfect in the garden before God brought Eve to him, because if he was perfect, then God would have said, you know, Adam's fine, he's perfect, this is good just the way it is. But no, God said it's not good for man to be alone, and he brought Eve to her. Yeah, together they stumbled and they sinned, but at the same time, also together they grew, they learned, they loved, they were fruitful and they multiplied. And likewise, that no matter what your marital status is right now, whether you're single, you're divorced, you're married, you're widowed, that continuous transformation in becoming more and more who God made you to be is the process, is a life process that we all go through if we want to live that fullness of life that God has intended for you to bless you with. And that only in community with other people that we see our true selves, that we can finally understand to a more realistic degree who you really are. As in, it's commonly said that the closer you draw to God, the more the reality hits how sinful, how much struggling we truly still have. Because it's so easy when you're keeping everyone at arm's length, and you're not in a relationship with anyone, and maybe you're volunteering at church, but to be honest, the relationships are kind of surfacey and they're arm's length, and you're not letting anyone really in to have an impact, to affect you, to really touch you, then it's easy to become that saintly person. I know for myself, for the last decade or more, not having been in a relationship and just working as a leader in the church, for a long time, I deceived myself to thinking that I was holier than I really was. And then reality hit, I actually wasn't holy. All I did was I removed triggers by not allowing myself to be in that proximity of other people, essentially. It's easy to control my environment when it's just me and God. And it's easy to deceive ourselves to think that it's about me being holier than other people and I'm just concentrating on my relationship with God. But in all reality, it's kind of running away from actually living life, being a part of this world. Yeah, we're called to be in the world and not of it, but that starts with being in the world. And so much of our Christian spirituality, quote unquote, is based on this myth that is to keep our head up in the clouds in a way that we're detached from the realities of this world. And I think that's the farthest thing from the truth, because if that was true, then Jesus never would have had come as a true human being. He could have continued to be that omnipotent God that is far and detached away. So if Jesus himself did not take that stance, why are we trying so hard to take that stance? I'll tell you why. It's actually rooted in other types of religion from the Eastern point of view. That's Buddhism. How mindfulness is about being aware of your thoughts but being detached from them. The Christian mindfulness is about being aware of your thoughts and emotions and feelings and bringing them to God, experiencing them with God. And Greek Stoicism is about that pursuit of lack of emotions, which I find kind of ironic, because isn't the Greek mythology gods really imbued by intense emotions anyway? So why would their religion or philosophy be ones that calls for detachment from? Anyways, I'm sidetracking. What I'm trying to say is that I hope that these 24 weeks that we've spent together has been fruitful for you, and that you've been able to see how God has been calling and inviting you to walk with him in whatever arenas of your life that you're dealing with right now. Whatever stress, whatever emotions, the good and the bad, that he wants to be the one to walk it with you. There is no shame, there's no condemnation. That's why we dug up even some of the most taboo topics that is hardly ever talked about in church anymore. I find it really funny how a lot of times preachings, even when the scripture really is directly talking about it, how that part is always skimmed over, the addiction, the sexuality, because it just seems like it's not PC anymore to talk in the church. I don't know, but all the things that you may be having questions about, that area of your life that you're really struggling to understand your true identity in Christ about, I just want to invite you to continue having these conversations with God. And I just want to pray for you today, beloved, that your hearts will be opened and renewed, and to know the depths of God's love that can heal all of that, that can help you become more and more of that person that he's created you to be. You don't have to figure out how or why or when. All you need is to be willing. So beloved, do you have a willing heart today? If you have a willing heart, I just want to encourage you to pray with me today. Holy Spirit, we welcome you to be with us, that you would show us the areas in our hearts that you're inviting us to bring to you today, to allow you to transform, to heal, to be ministered to be renewed, so that at each moment of each day that we can choose to become more and more that person that you created us to be in your image, and that we can let go of the shackles and bondage of the counterfeits that this world has placed upon us, whether it's in the areas of addiction, in the areas of sexuality, in the areas of stress, anger, gossip, anything that we're still trying to do it on our own without that partnership, that three-legged race with you. Jesus, we just pray that we will walk confidently with you in this three-legged race, and allowing you to carry us and rest in knowing that you are making all things work out for our good, and that when we follow you, surely you'll lead us to the purpose that we were created for, and that we don't have to strive and hustle to figure it all out for ourselves, as if we were orphans without a father that provides and takes care of and defends. So we thank you so much for these 24 weeks that we've had together, and we pray that everything that was sown through our conversations together, you would take these seeds and you will help them to flourish. You would help them to grow and to be fruitful in not just our lives and our relating with you, but but also with all those that we interact with, all those that we love. We thank you that we have the space to do all of this. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of God people say amen. So beloved, I'm so thankful that you've been able to journey with me for the last 24 weeks. Like I said, it's been really good to be having these conversations with you guys. And obviously there's so much more that we haven't even started talking about yet. And as always, I want to hear your feedback on all of that. So I encourage you to look at the description below and get in contact with me. But for the next few weeks, I'm going to be taking some time off as I prepare for our second season together, as God's really convicted me to narrow it down even a bit more regarding a specific topic that he's been working on with me, and he just wanted to invite me to have that conversation with you guys. But I think I want to take some time to pray and sort that out with him first. So if you would also pray for me in this time as I sort that out, so that I'll be able to present a message or a space for the conversation that would be fruitful for all of us. I know I don't have to have it all perfect, because that's always been God's reminder for this podcast, is that it's not about me presenting the perfect message and giving you a slap on one size fits all solution to it, but that we're just opening up space to have dialogue about something. So yeah, I pray that you guys have a really great summer. Keep me in prayer and get in contact with me so that I can also pray for you about whatever it is that has touched your heart as we've been journeying together for the last couple of weeks, or whatever it is that you want to share about your life as a Christian single. I would love to hear from you. In the meantime, I encourage you, if that you found this podcast helpful at all in any way and intriguing you to have deeper conversations with yourself and God, then maybe share it with your small groups, share it with some of your friends that you trust that you want to have some of these conversations with, and then use it as a conversation starter to go deeper in these conversations. And I would love to hear how that's worked for you and your group. And until we meet again, just wanted to remind you that you are loved, you are seen, you are accepted, and you are known. But most of all, you belong to Jesus Christ, who loved and died for you. Have a great and wonderful summer.